Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Megillah Daf Chof Hey in the Art Scroll Ois V'Hodor edition. Perek Sheni, starting Halacha Hey in the bottom of Daf Chof Dal Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah Kol Ksher Likros Es Megillah Chutz Mecheres Shoyte VeKaton. Everybody can read the Megillah except those that have no Das Cheres Shoyte VeKaton. Kadir is the Mishnah Daf Chof Hey Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda Machshe VeKaton. He holds that a katan sheigi al chinuch, a katan the age of chinuch, could be reading the Megillah for others. Ain koyim is a Megillah. You don't read the Megillah. V'loy mulin means you don't do brismila. V'loy toivlim you don't go to the mikvah. V'loy mazin don't do hazor to be metarem atome. V'chen shemeris yoyim keneged yoyim l'titvil. And also when you have shemeris yoyim keneged yoyim, a woman who becomes tome for one day only, after a woman becomes nida. After the first 7 days, if she sees Riyu for one day, during the 11 days after that, she becomes tummy for one day only. And all these cases, Lutit boil at Shetanet Sachamo. Meaning the whole list has to be after Nates, has to be in the day after sunrise, even though really day starts earlier, but people can make a mistake over there, so therefore you have to wait for sunrise. But if you did it earlier, from time of Eloisa Shachar, from time of dawn, it's kosher. So the Gemara. That is the shito of Rabbi Yosi. The Rabbi Yosi holds the what? That you need to be able to hear when a person says something. So referring to here specifically to a cheresh, as Rabbi Chaim explains, the cheresh that we talk about over here is not someone who's deaf-mute. Because he's deaf-mute, of course he can't read the Megillah, because nobody can hear him. We're talking about someone who's able to read. He's not mute, he's only deaf. So who's the one who says that you must hear what you're saying? That's the shito of Rabbi Yosi, because he holds that koyres shema velo hishmiya lo oznoi lo yotzo. Someone who reads shema doesn't hear himself is not yotze. So he hears the same thing. Amar Rabbi Yosi says, "Avin a savin meimar." We thought to say, "Mapligi Rabbi Yosi," meaning the Tanner Rabbi Yosi, "b'rabonon b'shema." Davka b'shema dechti b'shema, because this shema Yisrael Hashem Akino Hashem Echad. Shema you have to hear. Hashar kol mitzvos loy, but other mitzvos maybe you don't have to hear yourself. Mimadi Rav Mato, Omad Rav Yosi, the fact that he said that our Mishnah, Gari Megillah, is Rav Yosi, and we're talking about a cheresh who's deaf and not mute, Hado Amro, he shma Hashar kol mitzvos, and here you see there's no difference. The same way shma, according to Rav Yosi, you have to hear yourself, also shar mitzvos as well. Omad Tama Rav Yosi, what is the reason of Rav Yosi? Fezanto le mitzvos, it says you have to listen to the mitzvos, shma oznecho mashabicho medaber. And all the mitzvahs that you have to, there's talking over there, you have to hear what you're saying. Chizda Omar, Leiskan Cheresh, Be'ashkaros Loshon Himasniso. Meaning he's saying, we're not going with Rabbi Yosi here, it's going to Rabbanon. And Cheresh is not talking about a deaf who is not mute. Talking about a deaf mute. If a deaf mute, why is it mentioned? Of course you can't hear the Megillah from him. It's Ashkaros Loshon, Shigras Loshon. Meaning every time you mention Shaita Vekaton, you mention with them Cheresh. So you mention Cheresh, even though here it's not in Gia. Even though Chizda regarding Megillah says the Armish is not necessarily Rabbi Yosi, regarding Truma, he will agree that it's Rabbi Yosi. The Mishnah Truma says that someone who is a cheresh, he should not do Truma because he can't hear himself when he says the bracha. But the Eved is Yotze because you don't need the bracha to do Truma, but the Eved. So who's that Mishnah who says that a cheresh should not do Truma because he can't hear himself? That's the Shita of Rabbi Yosi. Also, Chananya b'shur Rav Chizdo. Chananya said clearly the name of Rav Chizdo to Rabbi Yosi. That mission is Rabbi Yosi. Omar Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yosi al-Kochach at-Omar di Rabbi Yosi. You have to say it's Rabbi Yosi. Why? Hatanina, that's the Gersa Rav Chaim. Hatanino chamashte kadma yaso v'lo taniso imoin. There is a list of five that should not do truma. Chamisho lo yitroimu. And then we mention a cheresh, a full cheresh, a deaf mute. But then we don't mention in that list Shein Amidaber Vein or Shemea, meaning the Cheresh only, a deaf only. Only later is mentioned the deaf only. Why is that so? Imishum Shein Trumos or Trumo, maybe because the first five, even Medievet Trumos or Trumo. But the Cheresh, Medievet Trumos or Trumo. He says, no, but Tanin Chamisha Achinis of Latin anymore. Then later in the Mishnah and Trumas, you have another list of five. And there it says, Chamisha Loi Troim Moving Torm Trumos or Trumo. So we have a list of five that the Truma is no good, even B'dievet. We have a list of five that Truma is no good, B'chatchilu, B'dievet is okay. The Cheresh is not mentioned in one of these lists. Why not? This bavo, this specific line that says that a cheresh hamidare ve'ino shimea lo yitroim, that's according to Rabbi Yosi, and that's why it's not included in the list that says of the ones which lechatchila lo yitroimu, but the evidence truma is truma, because that list is rabbanan. So the sentence alone is Rabbi Yosi. Have a soif chumim ad Rabbi Yosi. So this sentence alone, everybody agrees, is Rabbi Yosi. Even Rav Chizda wants to say that our mishnah is not necessarily Rabbi Yosi. Continues the Gemara Daf Chofei Amud Beis. Rabbi Yudo Machshir beKoton. Rabbi Yudo says that a Koton can do be moitzi others with Megillah. On Rabbi Yudo Koton 80 veKarisiel lifnei Rabbi Tarfon Belut says Rabbi Yudo, I will testify that I was a child and I read the Megillah to Rabbi Tarfon. Omulei Koton Eisa veEin Edus leKoton. You were a child. You cannot rely on a testimony of that is based on a memory of a child. On the Rabbi. Rabbi says, I remember that I read in front of Rabbi Yudah and Usho. Told me a raya from Yudah, because Rabbi Yudah is the one, he's the shita that holds that cotton could read it. But going forward, the rabbi are noyig to allow a cotton to read the Megillah basic nesses based on what Rabbi said. Meaning, Megillah, women are obligated to hear the Megillah, and also children, because they all were in the nace of the Megillah. Sofik, they were Sofik nefashas. They had a doubt, maybe they'll die. And therefore they belong to, even though it's a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. If Shum and Levi Ovat Kenny did that, Machnish Banoi Ubnei Baisei, Fekarlin Kamon. He brought his children and his wife, and he read the Megillah in front of them. So the Kriyas Megillah Chetan Tzachamo, Kriyas Megillah has to be, the Mishnah said, it has to be in the morning. And you do it after Nates. How do we know it has to be in the day? So the extra Bayom tells you read the Megillah Bayom. Veloim Olim, Bismillah has to be during the day. So that's the Yom. Veloim Toivlim, I didn't know the Tefillah has to be in the day. Tehtivihizo Vetoval, Mahazoyo Bayom, Av Tefillah Bayom. You compare. You have a hekesh between Hazor, sprinkling the blood, and Tefillah. The same way Hazor has to be in the day, also the Tefillah has to be in the day. V'nayin shehazor b'yom, I know that Hazor needs to be in the day. T'chtiv v'hizor ha-torah l'tomim b'yom ha-shlishi. Hazor should be on the third day. Says the Gemara, yovei Tefillah yistoyvelim k'darkam b'yom. All the people that have Tefillah, you should go to the mikvah during the day, as we saw in our Mishnah. Chutz min ha-nido v'ayoledes. Except a regular nido and a woman who gives birth, or she has a different nido, she'na tevlo yisela balayla, they do tevlo only in the night. Why? Because they have to count a full sphira. So when you finish counting the shiva, the seventh day, then you go to the mikvah in the night. And Sibyl Toyuledes has to count her count of the tumah and then go to the mikvah. Nido she'ibris mano, but if the time passed, a nido is supposed to go in the night after the seventh, and she didn't go, tevlo's b'yom v'yom v'layla. Going forward, she could do day and night. Because the night means she has to count the full sphere. Once she counts the full sphere, afterwards, she could go to the mikvah day and night. Toshu b'chir b'abo letzuriyayo, nido she'ibris mano, tevlo's b'yom v'yom v'layla. So b'chir said to the people from Tzur, so you should know that the nido could go to the mikvah after the seventh day, or once she got to the night of the eighth, she could go day and night. Tamanamim, but in Bava we said, filu Hebrews mano, even if the time passed, loy, should not go to the mikvah during the day. Because of her mother-in-law, because of her daughter-in-law, they're going to see her going and they're going to think she went to the mikvah too early. They saw a woman from the house of her rabbis going to the mikvah during the day. Means because it was after the seventh, so now she could go during the day. Says the word now, this seems to be a side point. Nido shenen sovetovlo, if a woman went to the mikvah by mistake, meaning she was nenos, she fell into the mikvah. So for her to be with her husband, she doesn't have to have kavana. So she's okay. She went to the mikvah. But for taharis, you have to have kavana, so she'll still tome. She's tome for both. Meaning you compare the tahara to a husband to the tahara to Tahiris, and if for Tahiris you have to have kavona. My time, how do you know that for Tahiris you have to have kavona? Because it says in the pasuk v'chubas sheinis v'tor, referring to when you have tsaras on clothes. So it says that the kohen says to put the beged into the mikvah, and then you wait 7 days. And if the nega left, you have to put it in the mikvah one more time. So you have twice to go in the mikvah. The second time is to make it tar. So it says v'chubas sheinis the second time, and then it'll be tar. The same with the first one, they went to the mikvah. Had it was in mind, there was a kavana. So also the second one has to have kavana. I know the first one has to have kavana. It says v'tziva ha-koyin. The koyin says mitzavah to go to the mikvah v'chib soy and put it to the mikvah l'das. It has to have the das of the koyin. So same, the first one has to have das, the second one has to have that das. From here you learn the mikvah going for taharis needs to have with kavana. So the woman who falls into the mikvah, it's not good without kavana. It's not good for taharis, it's not good for her husband as well. So Gemara goes back to the sugya of Hanan Chami Rabbanan Mikabdin Leiburo. We see Rabbanan telling people to go to the mikvah during the day. Leiburo means someone who passed the 7th day. She should tell her, they tell her, go to the mikvah as soon as possible. Why is that so? We said it's better to go in the night so people won't make a mistake thinking that she went to the mikvah too early. So Amnachru Shamanam Mitzvah Lehagdim Kedelezariz Mitzvahs. It's best to do as early as possible because Rizi Magdim Lemitzvahs, that's when she go to the mikvah. Once a 7th night pass, she go to the mikvah as early as possible, even during the day. With this, we conclude Yushai Megillah Daf Chofei.